breaking news story today in the sporting world in this country anyway has been the decision by Nathan Buckley to step down as the Collingwood coach. Thanks to the Herald Sun. Johnny Ralph joins us now here on RSN Central. Hello to you, Johnny. Were you expecting this?
Hello, Gareth. It is quite extraordinary. Well, Nathan Buckley is Collingwood, and Collingwood is Nathan Buckley. You know, apart from a couple of very short years in the media, since 1994, he's been institutionalised at the Collingwood Football Club, 27 years of his 48 years. So, no, I don't think anyone was expecting this in the short term. You know, I've been quite strong that, you know, that this would be a decision that would eventually be made by Collingwood. And I've always felt that this would be his last year. And yet to think that this would happen right when Collingwood was on its upswing and for the first time in probably 11 weeks was showing some potential with these kids. Yeah, it's truly an AFL bombshell.
So what happens now? It sounds like Robert Harvey will take over after the Queen's birthday match at the SCG when Collingwood will be coaching Collingwood, when Buckley will be coaching Collingwood for the final time against Melbourne. And then Collingwood need a new coach, I guess.
They do, yeah. And I think what we'll find out at 11 o'clock in that Zoom press conference too is the motivation behind this. You know, this has been an extraordinarily turbulent summer, not only for Collingwood, but also for Nathan Buckley. And so that's why I've written, you know, recently about, you know, him not being as sharp, potentially losing the passion, potentially being distracted. And he's gone through his own, you know, family issues with a divorce, and that is always really problematic for anyone that's gone through that and is working through those issues with your kids and your wife. And so, I'm not sure how much of that he will talk about today, but I think that there is a feeling for him that after so much time at Collingwood that there was a fresh start. Now, Collingwood potentially may well have still contracted him, but I think if they'd asked enough, you know, coaches and enough players around, they would have felt like potentially this club just needed a reset. So, yeah, for Collingwood, Robert Harvey becomes the becomes the caretaker coach for a second time. He was a caretaker at St Kilda when for a short period of time, and actually never coached a game, which was very strange. At the end of the season, I think it was when Ross Lyon was sacked, and so he gets at least 10 weeks to show his wares. I wouldn't think he'd be the Collingwood coach of next year, but all of a sudden the dominoes start falling. Yeah, Alistair Clarkson, is he someone who might be looking for a fresh start? Is Ross Lyon in the picture? Is Sam Mitchell ready yet after 4 or 5 years as an assistant coach? But you know, very similar age to what Alistair Clarkson was. You know, is it a Richmond? I get someone from the Richmond realm, of course, the Adam Kingsleys of the world. Is it Justin Lepich, who the club has denied talking to, but would be someone who would be a no-brainer? Yeah, all of a sudden, what happens to the Carlton Football Club? Are they second in line? Is the Clarko's available? You know, so many flow-on effects from a seismic decision by Nathan Buckley.
Nathan Buckley's always said that he loves the Collingwood Football Club. If he is the right person in his eyes and the Collingwood Football Club, he would continue to coach. Was it his decision, do you think, to step down, or did he see the writing on the wall?
I think he had to, and again, I mean, there will be spin potentially, or there might just be the unvarnished truth at the press conference there, but I think he would know in his heart of hearts that, you know, after 10 seasons, only 5 of them in finals, a club that, you know, has got some encouraging kids, but let's face it, he's still 3 or 4 years away. Was this going to be Groundhog Day next year if they start off in a quiet manner again? And all of a sudden, is the pressure coming to bear? You know, I think the other thing for Nathan Buckley at 48 is that he's got so much to give in terms of the AFL and in terms of his life, in terms of potentially the corporate world, still in the media world for next year. I mean, for him, you know, he's institutionalised at Collingwood, but also in the AFL and as a senior coach. The hours that gives, the sacrifices you need to make, albeit to be really well paid for it, you know, I think he might just think to himself, oh, I'd love to get out of the system for the next five or six years. Or it might be 1 year, and then no doubt he would be really highly sought after at other clubs. I'd be really surprised if he would go back in as a senior coach next year. But look, I think he'd be sitting alongside Hamish McLaughlin on Friday nights in the pre-match at Channel 7 next year. But what happens after 2022? Well, you know, only we can only guess.
So what's going on now? So at the Collingwood Football Club, they'll have no coach. There's turmoil off the field regarding what's happening with their board. Is it Mark Corder leading the club? Is it Jeff Brown leading the club? And they need to find a new coach, and there's uncertainty who's going to be the man that will be leading the club. So how's this all going to work?
It's a great point. And I would think if you were a Ross Lyon, or, you know, just to name one of the assistants out there, the contenders out there, the thing you want to know, the reassurance you want, is this club has got itself together. You know, that he's not coming in, let's call it, you know, August. And all of a sudden, next February, we're seeing an AGM there where he doesn't even know who the president is. So, yeah, I'm not one for AGMs. I'm not one for extraordinary general meetings. But, I mean, I suppose the only positive, if it was to happen in, you know, in 30 days once that petition is lodged, is that we know exactly who is running the show. Stability. Clubs thrive with stability. And right now, Collingwood are the opposite of that.
Okay, we've got a poll on RSZ927. Nathan Buckley standing down. Who would you like to see as your next coach? Lyon, Clarkson, or someone else? Do you think the Magpie fans will be calling on the club to try and get one of those two we just mentioned, Ross Lyon or Alistair Clarkson, Ralphie? Or do you think that they might have to look outside of those two?
Yeah, if I'm Alistair Clarkson, I don't necessarily want to go through a five-year rebuild. And I still think that Carlton list, if it is that David Teague's moved on, I still think that is perfectly primed to be a premiership list in a couple of years with some tweaks and obviously some more additions as well. I look at Collingwood and I think, you know, by the time that these young kids are ready, and I know that Poulter and Bianco and Bo McCready have been really exciting, but I think by the time that they're really maturing and in that premiership window, well, the likes of Fenerbury and, you know, potentially Grundy and some of those players will have retired. So it's a list in a state of flux. Clearly, you know, Nick Dacos will help them. But, so I still think if you had the pick of the teams, it would probably be Carlton. And so I still think Ross Lyon is an exceptional coach. I know that he's polarising. I know he doesn't play a high-scoring brand of football. But there's no doubt that Collingwood will be trying to bring an established coach in rather than someone that potentially has got the training wheels on.
Now, it's going to be interesting. It's a fascinating time in Collingwood's history. So Nathan Buckley, this was his 10th season at the helm. He went so close to winning a premiership. Dom Sheed ruined that party a few years back. Copa medalist multiple times, a Brownlow medalist, and his time now at the Collingwood Football Club after Monday will come to an end. Ralphie, looking forward to this media conference at 11 o'clock. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Kez. And I still keep thinking to myself, if they had extended him over the summer, if they put him on as tenure, you know, I just think, again, so much could have changed. Then bringing him into the season uncontracted with so much speculation about his future, it was always going to be the death knell. So, once again, Collingwood has not handled the situation in the way that it might have and might have allowed the club to prosper.